I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. Toronto votes this October. In the lead up to the 2022 municipal election, CGRU is reaching out to all candidates in the downtown wards. Today, Miguel Avila joined CGRU to speak about his decision to run for Ward 13, Toronto Centre. He's an Indigenous rights and affordable housing activist. As councillor, he said that he could be the Indigenous voice he says is absent at City Hall.
Hi, my name is Miguel Avila, and I am running for, I'm candidate for Ward 13. And I am an Indigenous man from Peru. I have three children. I live in the community, and I hope to get your vote. Thank you.
Great. And when did you make the decision to run for Ward 13?
It's a long story. It goes back to 2014 when I ran for the first time right here when it used to be called Ward 28. So I ran before, and so it was a nice experience. And now this time around, I feel motivated because the city needs the Indigenous voices that are not currently represented at City Council. So being an Indigenous man, I have decided to put my name on the hat because I want to represent the voices of Indigenous peoples.
In your opinion, what experiences do you believe prepared you for this campaign?
As I said, I started my activism in 2010 after being unjustly terminated from the Toronto Zoo. I lost my home, I lost my car, I lost my family, I lost my children, and I ended up homeless on the city streets with my dog Fido. So from then, I started gaining skills as a regular deputant at Toronto City Council since 2010. At the Toronto Police Services Board as well, I have been doing walking the walk and teaching the walk to many residents and inspiring new generations to take up their lead.
So for the next question, you already mentioned it, that you've been a longtime resident of Ward 13 and the former ward before the change in 2018. So the longtime councillor has been Kristen Wong Tam. Before they went to provincial politics, they were fairly popular and a trusted voice in the community for its residents. In your opinion, how can you earn this voter's trust that has been so accustomed to Kristen?
Well, I know personally Kristen Wong Tam because I am a member of the Region Park Neighborhood Association. So my contact with Christine has been at the professional level. So I have known her for many years at City Council. We have worked together in projects to address the issues of the land acknowledgement at City Council, and also working with issues related to Indigenous Affairs Office. So I had that experience, and I know what are the priorities for people in Ward 13 with an emphasis on Indigenous rights in view that we are working towards the truth and reconciliation right here in Toronto. People know me from way back 2010. They know who I am. They know that I represent the voices of the homeless, since I am also a housing activist and police accountability activist in the city of Toronto since 2010.
Great. So moving on, I'm going to ask you about a few platform questions that are focused on a few issues and concerns in Toronto Centre. Right. So the first one is, I'd like to know your thoughts on affordable housing.
Going back to years ago, at City Council, we were debating inclusionary zoning. We tried to convince the councillors that inclusionary zoning will allow up to 10% of new construction in the city of Toronto, new developments, condominiums, towers, to allocate people who are considered to be in poverty. Unfortunately, lobbyists and councilors who were changed their opinion were not able to approve the long-standing battle for inclusionary zoning. As a result, right now, we see the price of one bedroom unit to cost about $2,000. This is the result of neglect and failure to address by the mayor and city council since he took over 8 years ago. We have been pushing for rapid construction, but it seems that the government of Doug Ford, the Ontario government, is holding down funds for operation of these new projects to happen in the city of Toronto. So it's unaffordable, it's unlivable, and people with disabilities are having a hard time to find affordable housing. And for that, I'm willing to fight Doug Ford from City Hall.
For my next one, and you've mentioned a little bit about it, but I'd like to know your thoughts on rebuilding trust in the shelter system and the tent encampments around the city.
Well, reporting the status on the capacity of the shelter has been always a long-standing fight because they come with different numbers. But thanks to the Toronto Star, who were able to do a freedom of information request, they found out that there are 100 people were turned away. Currently, the shelter system is over capacity. We don't have spaces. The hotel system has been one of the solutions, temporary solutions for the lack of affordable housing. The encampments are the last resort for people that can afford $2,000 one bedroom or less or more, depending on your availability of funds. But if you are on ODSP, you don't qualify for more than $600 on your paycheck. So it's you either live in a park or in a hotel. We need to increase the construction, massive construction of social housing with support services.
So the next question is, how will you address safety and accessibility in the ward?
Well, my friend, for the longest time, I've been telling John Tory and the Police Services Board that the addressing gun violence is not more policing and the violence in the streets that we see increasing daily. The addiction problem, the mental health problems that we're facing with. The way to resolve it is by addressing the roots of gun violence, which are poverty, trauma, etc., the lack of housing, and the lack and the problem with food insecurity in the war. People can't afford to eat. Inflation is going up the roof, 8% plus, and the new interest rates by the Bank of Canada is going to make life much harder for poor people. So, my friends, we need to address the roots of violence. And that means we need to make transformational changes, which I'm calling for the defunding of the Toronto Police. It means that transferring funds from $1.2 billion budget to other areas of the city, such as housing, health, childcare, and et cetera, et cetera. That will improve the current situation that we have on the city streets.
For my next one, I'd like to know your thoughts on addressing 2S LGBTQ plus rights and concerns.
I enjoy going to the Halloween parade and always enjoy going to the Pride March. The Pride March has been one of the contentious issues in the LGBTQ community. They prefer not to see the police involved. They are welcome, though, to come when they are in civilian clothes, because little you don't know is that if the police come to the parade, they will get paid time and a half because they're wearing the uniform. So this is a collective agreement issue. So if the police are coming to the Pride parade, for sure, just come in your day off or whenever you book the time off away from work. That's the way to address the issues from the LGBT community that feel afraid of the extreme police during those events, and also in daily life as well.
For the next one, I'd like to know your thoughts on approaching climate action.
Well, I carry different hats. One of them is I'm a member of the Green Party, and as such, I care about social and climate justice. You know, in order to get proper justice, we need to address the parallel problems that need to get addressed, such as pollution. Green energy jobs is what we want in this in Toronto. We want to see an increase on the deductible from the federal government. I think it's only 5% at this time. If you buy a new car, electrical vehicle, I think they should increase the subsidies and then incentives for the regular people to own an electric vehicle. I'm in favor of e-bikes, the scooters. I'm in favor of bike lanes. I'm in favor of reducing our footprint, recycle programs, anything that addresses and reduces damaging our environment. So yes, I'm a big believer that we're living in an age that we need to get address these issues of climate change right now, because otherwise we won't have planet, we don't have planet B, my friend. This is it.
So this is one of my last ones for the platform. So I would like to know your opinion on the strong mayor system and how you will work as a counselor to maintain accountability on the mayor.
This is the second time that Doug Ford is interfering with the business of the city. He cut off city council from 44 to 24. And now he wants to have a window directly to city council to select who he wants to have with the mayor, who he wants to see speaking in favor of the mayor. He will target those who are against the mayor proposals. The mayor right now, he is very carefully endorsing candidates. And I know that he's looking for yes people who is going to go along with his plans. I, on the contrary, I will seek an understanding of the issues that we're facing in this community, so work out a compromise. But I am against the mayor's power, because this is an attack on our human rights. The way I see it, we are being watched, what to say, what not to say. So I find it very ridiculous to have this kind of powers given to the mayor. And I'm sure the next mayor who will hopefully replace that Mayor John Tory, because he has done nothing but to keep the budget of police services board at $1.2 billion. That is shameful.
Overall, what would you like to tell voters in the lead up to the October election?
I'm not a perfect person. I made mistakes. I am real. I'm not a fake. I don't care about appearances. I care about I said and do. I am about for the people, for those who are voiceless, who have no opportunity to speak up because they are down and out in the lack of the on their lack, and they live in poverty like myself. I'm proud to say that I'm a TCAC tenant. I'm proud to say that I'm a TCAC tenant representative for 220 Oak. I'm proud to say that I'm a member of the Regent Park Neighborhood Association, and also a member of the Coalition for Benefits for Regent Park Phases 4 and 5.
Great. And how can voters learn more about your campaign?
Well, I have several channels you can check on Facebook. Look for Miguel Avila Velarde, Ward 13 candidate. You can find me also in YouTube under Miguel Avila Velarde, my full name, and on Twitter, hashtag Inca Boy Chio. And my website is torontocatwatch.wordpress.com.
And before we go, are there any other final thoughts you would like to add?
Well, my friends, I'm going to be real with you guys. I'm going to be level with you. Whatever changes we want to accomplish the city council, it won't be an easy one. The reason is because Doug Ford, the premier of Ontario, is not coming to the table as a partner on contributing to the budget for housing, for shelter, and for maintenance of our housing stock. With regards to Ontario Benefits, Ontario Works, that is city responsible for, we haven't got the funding from the province. So it's gonna be a tough one. Please trust that I'll care for your concerns, safety, buildings, clean buildings, safe streets, food insecurity. I care for all those matters, and I will do my best to fight for you. Elect Miguel Avila, October 24th. Si se puede. Thank you.
That was Miguel Avila, candidate for Ward 13, Toronto Center. Toronto's election is scheduled for October 24th. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.